Case number 1710. This was the house where they were going to use the garage. Therapeutic massage. There's a close-up of it off Beeler Road. Remember, here's the frontal. Staff recommendations: if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One is compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two would be compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District, including any other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Three, home occupation shall involve no more than one employee outside the resident family. Four, no outside storage of materials used in the home occupation. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Six, no home occupation shall display a sign larger than 48 inches by 24 inches unlighted nameplate. Seven, the total area used for the home occupation shall not exceed one-third of the floor area of the living area of the dwelling, excluding garage and storage areas, whether the home occupation is in the principal dwelling or an accessory building. Eight, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Representative. Anybody got any questions? Anybody want to make a motion?
I make a motion. We approve 2017-10 as written.
Somebody second? Second. Everybody in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Ayes have it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next one up, Deer Crossing Nightly Rental.
Yeah, if you remember, our location's down Jones Road. This little picture doesn't show, but it includes that corner parcel. I think it shows on this one. The whole area outlined in blue or purple, whatever colors, the whole parcel we're talking about. If you remember, the concept was for four one- or two-bedroom cabins and two five-bedroom cabins. Initial drive for the two back cabins, going to enter right here, split to each one. The cabins were going to look similar to these.
We got a representative. Yeah.
Come on up, sir.
Staff recommendations: if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 1711, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two, compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Revenue, Environmental Division of Planning Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Three, a valid Missouri Department of Sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Four, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Six, the resident located on Jones Road shall accommodate or sleep no more than the maximum occupancy. The maximum occupancy for a nightly rental shall be two persons per dwelling unit plus two persons per bedroom. Total occupancy may further limited based upon provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Seven, the Deer Crossing nightly rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Eight, the current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in Taney County Planning Office. Nine, a Division II permit will be required before construction begins. And 10, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Anybody got any questions?
I have one for Scott. Just for clarification, this is for six, not anymore.
No.
Okay.
The four cabins and then the two other cabins.
Okay. In other words, if they wanted to build more, they'd need to come back.
They'd have to come back through
okay.
to ask, yes.
Good.
Yeah. You're specifically...
probably wouldn't be enough sewer for that.
Probably not. Enough room.
Anybody got any questions? Nobody? Somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve as written.
Second. Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
Thank you, sir.
Got eight concepts. 180 Legend Circle Nightly Rental.
I'm trying to pull them up and I've got them. All right, 180 Legend Circle Nightly Rental, Hollister, Missouri. It's Division 3 permit case number 2017-9. Sartini County GIS. Of course, this is right all in here. It's the Buffalo Ridge Golf Course. It's just past where we've heard of the other nightly rentals, Fieldstone and all that area. It's past it and on the left. We'll zoom in. It's off Branson Creek Boulevard to the Legends. To Pinnacle Drive to Legends.
Got down, that's in the Pinnacle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And here's a view from the north, which is kind of the back side of the home. Here's a view from the south. View from the east that's pulled out a little bit. You can see the golf course around it. Give you a perspective. This is the driving range and this cart shed. The main building's up in here. So there's a pictometry view from the west. I think that's it.
Anybody got any questions?
Are there other nightly rentals within that subdivision?
Oh, I'm not sure, sir.
Are you available to use the pools in the other areas?
Yes. Part of the HOA, yes, sir.
Part of the HOA paid?
Yes, sir.
Anybody else?
About how old is this home? When was it built?
It was built in 2003, but he did a remodel. I think in 2012, and I just closed on it in July of this past summer.
Anybody else?
How many pools are in the old area out there?
The only one I know of is the one that you drive past on your way up to Buffalo Ridge.
right here.
Correct.
Anybody else?
We got five bedrooms, huh?
Correct.
How many vehicles do we have to be able to park for 12 occupants, Scott?
Six.
You think you can get four in that driveway?
Not in the driveway, no, sir. But then
you say six, Scott?
Yes. One parking space per two persons. One parking space per two.
You can get two in the garage and then two on the driveway.
The parking requirement for 12 people would be six cars?
Mm-hmm.
So you just have one two-car garage or two?
One. One two-car garage. So two cars can park in the garage.
Yeah.
Right off the top, it don't look like it would comply.
Well, that's still four according to my statement.
And your option would be to limit the occupancy to
limit
eight.
The occupancy to 10.
Yeah, to 10 people, five, but if you only get four, it would be eight.
It would be eight.
Yeah.
Well,
eight, and then you get two, don't you?
Four vehicles, is that eight?
Could you live with the limitation of the fewer occupancies?
Yeah, let me, so we used it at night round for July, but my wife and I are also in full-time ministry, and so there's been marriages that are struggling that we use that house for that we don't charge for, and so we pour into struggling marriages as well. And so yeah, it just, that house wasn't just built as an investment or bought as an investment, it's also built to pour into.
Do you usually have more than four vehicles there at a time?
And the neighbors, Paul and Joanne Kurtz, are dear friends, right. and they've never had any issues.
Because what everybody's trying to say is it just doesn't meet the guidelines to have six cars there because you'd be out in the road. Would it bother you if we limited it to four cars?
But would it decrease the occupancy as well?
Eight.
You can't park on the street.
Yeah, the difficulty there is it sets itself apart as a lot of VRBOs because it is a five-bedroom. Right. And so then you turn it into a four-bedroom. I mean, would it bother me? Sure, but I don't have it. You guys make the decision.
The problem is the parking.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make the code.
Even it's sitting in the cul-de-sac?
Not allowed to park on the street. I mean, it's required parking at the house. I mean, maybe there's some special circumstance there. I'm not sure, but it doesn't make the code for six cars.
Unless I built out additional driveway there right. To the right or the
yes,
left?
Yes, sir. If you've got room, I don't know if you have enough easement there or not.
Sure.
Brad, we'll kind of go over the history of this in the public hearing, but this was originally set up as condo-style ownership, if I remember. That's why these homes are also close to the road.
Okay.
But then they came back through and platted it per lot. So your lots are real small. The homes don't meet the setbacks. They had to get a variance for setbacks on the front to be able to lot it. So these lots are real
that's
little.
That's what I was afraid of. I didn't think you would have room to add a driveway to
the
side.
That's why you're looking at something that's non-conforming.
Yes.
Yeah. It's his responsibility to comply.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Unless he has the ability to add driveways somewhere else on his property.
I mean, if he can add driveway or add additional parking.
Correct. Additional parking somewhere.
What's that property to the left of the house? Where we're looking at the map.
That's another house lot.
These are all individual lots.
No, he's talking about that blank space between the purple and the yellow. The other side,
the
Scott. The other side of the house.
To the south.
They'll go down.
Down.
Oh.
Come toward us.
Well.
Come toward us. Now go up. No.
There were
toward you.
There.
That little blank space between the purple and the yellow. Down here. Right above.
This little utility.
Right there. Yeah,
that utility.
It's just a green space.
It's a utility. I've been out there because we did a permit for this house. They haven't started building it yet. Sorry, Brad.
That's all right, buddy.
Lost in space here.
I hear you.
So,
but there's some kind of utilities that run right through there. I remember seeing them.
Gotcha.
The house that's going to be built there, where is it going to front?
This one?
Yeah. Is it going to front the cul-de-sac or is it going to front the street?
Mm,